Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 4:30 segment. All this guy does is drop bombs. His slugging percentage is 601 right now. 13 home runs. He's a freshman at BYU. He's also, he's getting on base too, batting 314. All I got to ask is Colton Shaver, who's hotter right now, Bryce Harper or Colton Shaver?
No, that's for sure Bryce Harper. I don't think anybody can beat how he's playing right now.
I know, but, you got to take it for what it's worth. I mean, you're a true freshman. It's not like he's a rookie in the MLBs right now. You're a true freshman at BYU.
Yeah, it's been a great experience. It's been fun. I love everybody out here. Fan base is awesome as well.
Colton, you're a local kid, played at Jordan High, did you expect to come in as a true freshman and do what you're doing?
No, all I expected from myself and what the coaches expected was just for me to come in and work hard, and when you do that, hard work pays off, and that's what I'm showing right now.
Why'd you choose number 35, Colton?
It was the jersey that could fit me.
Because you weigh 235 pounds?
Yep.
I love it. 6 foot, 230-pound true freshman, Colton Shaver on with us here at Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You're heading to the West Coast Conference Tournament right now. Are you guys still on the bus?
No, we actually just got dropped off at AT&T Park for the Giants and Dodgers game today. So we've just been dropped off to go check out a fun ball game between two rivals.
That's an awesome game. Be careful. Are you a fan of either one of these teams?
I like the Dodgers. I'm a Dodgers guy.
Why is that? Any particular reason? Spencer White just shakes his head in disgust.
Well, I like the way they play. They play hard, and I like to watch Puig mess up and still get outs for it. So that's always fun.
I like how much money they spend on their players. I'd like to see Colton Shaver on the Dodgers someday.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's a lot of money.
I mean, you hit for power, Colton. And there's not many catchers out there that can continue to be consistent at the plate and hit for power, hit for also just on base percentage. What is it that you attribute your ability to hit the ball so well to?
I attribute to all my coaches growing up, my dad for helping me out, and just everybody that's helped me through this game. They've really worked hard and helped me become the best hitter I can be. And also at the same time, I feel like catching's really helped me out as well, because it helped me see pitchers and how the pitch comes out of their hand and the strike zone and all that. So I feel like that helps out a lot with my hitting ability.
Why do you think that doesn't help other professional catchers as well to be able to see that pitch? I think that's an interesting. I've never heard that.
I think it's just a complete different game at the professional level, though, at the same time, because every pitcher is different. And their ball moves so much, and their stuff is unbelievable. And at the same time, I think catchers in the bigs, they work a lot with their pitchers, and they have to get on the same page with the pitcher, and that takes a lot of time away from hitting and working on the offensive game.
Colton, it's so funny. When I was growing up, I had my hitting coaches. They always tell me to kind of slap down at the baseball. What's your swing plane like? Is it more of an – because, I mean, you're hitting a lot of home runs. So do you have more of a kind of an upward – plain swing, keeping that right elbow tucked in real nicely, or are you kind of slapping down at it and just getting a hold of it?
I like to think there. I have a few cues I use in my head. One's K to K, so like on my load, I'll go the knob of my bat to the catcher's knee, and then from there it's just straight to the ball. I'll take my hands, just punch like I'm. I feel like I'm literally punching the ball with my hands. So it's kind of like that downward motion.
Yeah.
And then I like to finish long through the ball and finish up. So it's kind of a down and back up type motion for me.
Huh. Okay. Now, are you gripping it? Now, you have to excuse me, because I'm always fascinated with how guys hit for power, because I was never that guy. I was just kind of the fast guy that they'd always – every time I got up to hit, I'd look over at the coach, and he'd give me the bunt sign. I'm like, no, coach! No, I'm not bunting again. I don't care how fast I am. I'm not bunting anymore. All right? I get real angry. So, I mean, because I couldn't hit for power, and that's why, I was the fast guy. So, I mean, are you gripping it equally, like, as far as, like, the, you know, with your hands? Is one tighter than the other? I mean, how does that go?
It's pretty equal, because I think loose hands. And the way, like, why I think that is loose equals fast. So the looser I am with my body, the faster that I'll be able to move and more power I can generate into the ball. So my hands, my fingers, everything's loose on the bat, and then I just go through it and then go quick to the ball.
Colton Shaver, the home run king down at BYU right now. He's a true freshman, 6 foot, 230, we'll call it 235 pounds because he wears that number 35. He's 13 home runs, 41 RBIs, 314 batting average right now. Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Colton, what is the key right now to come out victorious in this West Coast Conference tournament?
I think the key for us is just to keep playing relaxed and having fun. When we get all uptight and when we really stress about a team or the way we play, we don't play as well. But when we're loose and we're having fun, I feel like we're unstoppable.
How about that walk-off yesterday? Was anyone expecting that? Did you see that coming?
Oh, no, it was cool. It was just a great game all around. Their pitcher was unbelievable. He was spotting up, definitely had a no-hit type stuff going for him. And we just kept battling and playing out. And it couldn't have happened to a better guy than Jarrett Darvish. He's been working so hard this year for his senior year, and he finally got a hold of one, let it fly.
Yeah, we know he's had some family struggles. And how has the team rallied around him to support him?
It's been great. It's been cool to see because I'm a freshman, so it's my first year here. And seeing all these kids on how much of a family this team is. It's not like any other team where, you know, it's just a bunch of friends and playing together, saying that they're family and all that. It's truly a family on this team. And we've really rallied behind Jarvis and supported him through all of everything that he's been going through. And you can tell he's very generous and grateful for everything.
Colton, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck in the West Coast Conference tournament. And just keep on hitting those bombs. I'll continue to say it. You're just as hot as Bryce Harper right now, at least in Utah Valley.